'Twas the night before Christmas at Trex in Sci-Fi. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the forum, not a poster was posting, not even a quorum. Jedi Jeff was collecting mini-mates by the score, in hopes that UPS had brought him some more. Kenny was moderating, just getting ready for bed, with visions of Hogwarts dancing in his head. When through our speakers came a familiar sound fast, it was Rico, and he was doing a special Christmas Eve podcast. He'd invited us all to join in the fun, he and his friends, including his MSU fan son. So Duffster brought a book, what a nice guy, and reminded us all to read more sci-fi. That's what started what seemed like a whirl, as the post started mounting from our resident geek girl. It was Jen, and she and Angela were making angels in the snow, hoping to do a live chat on their anomaly show. Brian C.D. showed up and started singing a song. It was something about jingle bells and a triathlon. Mark and Ro chimed in and razzed Rico for a sec. He exclaimed in a loud voice, "You watch too much Trek!" Rico, of course, responded by going out on a limb, and with a command from his chair, sicked Kaylee on him. Just X said, "Hold it, I've got to take a score," and then left the forum to write a bit more. K-Trek showed up and had something to say. He debated the pros and cons of going Blu-ray. WSO 32, while staying in France, exclaimed that it was his Christmas wish, like Rico, to dance. Rico said, "Hey, this is a bunch of dribble," and proceeded to wish Merry Christmas to his tribble. Star Trek Fanatic 5, Kenny, we all know, said, "Hey guys, make this quick. I have to produce another show." The Doctor from the RPG Iceman to us on the board logged onto the forum and struck a nice chord. He was building a model to give to Dave Kill, but stopped for a moment for another pain pill. Picard said, "Hey, Icy, hope you get better," then played with his kids till the little one's diaper got wetter. King Link Sr. was studying for a final in algebra, while taking a small break to conquer in Zelda. Moyer showed up, a regular fixture, and posted some cool internet pictures. While reading posts, he took a few pokes, but no one laughed at his corny pun jokes. Four Lights joined in with 777 to make two, and the both of them made the father and son review. Our friends with cool accents, of course, had to say that they loved Trek and they lived in the UK. And not to leave out or put asunder was Joby Drone and others from the land down under. And who could bother but to feel such a Prussia? 'Cause here came our friend John from Russia. Spidey27 piped up, and in the know, while commenting on all of his favorite science fiction shows, Psyche Hacker agreed and gave his 2 cents as well, proclaiming that out of them all, DS9 rocked, do tell. As the night went on, Pepper Dude showed up in the mix. While a really nice guy commented a bunch, it was BillyBob476. He knew a little about everything and liked Rico a bunch, but had to run to prepare his sack lunch. Just when it really started to get fun, guess who joined in? It was Wraith1701! He told Rico how much he loved his podcast, and then noticed the amount of his posts was rising fast. Blackride was among us, and thought he heard Santa. We had all eaten too many cookies and were looking for Melanta. He chuckled as he gave his awesome perspective, and wowed us all with his comments circumspective. All sorts of people from all around the world joined into the discussions as subjects unfurled. Thanking Rico, 'cause he's such a cool guy, the group said, "Merry Christmas, Trex and Sci-Fi!" Just then, a big ship hovered over Rico's car. It was Bob and his sidekick, Mr. Gebular. The stars were shimmering due to the snow, as aliens proclaimed, "Take us to your Rico!" So many had joined that it just had to stop. "They should be sleeping," said Rico with a thought. So with that, our leader proclaimed oh so bright, "To all a Merry Christmas!" and a warp speed good night.